Hey, Mel. Well, things are going very busy, and my friend Anne, who you know in Phoenix, her husband Jim was in the hospital, and he's now in a rehabilitation hospital. You know, he's a little advanced in age, so I was talking with her today, and she's hoping he's going to recover enough to be able to come home soon. But I thought, I've just had a lot of people who are having serious problems, and you know, I feel blessed that people will call me for things like that, but sometimes I feel like I need a whole prayer team to keep up with what's happening. But probably y'all have the same situation. There's so much going on in the world, and people are struggling. So we got to bear the burdens of one another, as the scriptures say. Right? Right. Yeah. He got very ill a while back, and he became serious enough to go into the hospital, but he's doing better, and but he's in a rehabilitation facility right now, which means they're trying to help him get his strength back, and it's hopefully, you know, he'll be doing much better. Also, another friend of mine that I've been doing ministry with for a long time, and you know her also, Jennifer, who's the young lady whose child was born with a partially missing leg. And she's been struggling with some serious things that I won't go into. She, you know, she's had a history of problems, but right now she's trying to get down here to see her children. And she has a grandchild now, so I'm praying that she'll be okay and she'll be safe. So there we go. Everybody's got problems. Right? Yeah. Sure. Yes. Is the answer. Yeah. Paul, would you let our people in the chat room know that the channel, my other channel, I know, but the channel that our friend listed, that is also me. That's Christy Johnson on YouTube, and he listed it on. I have the channels. Yeah, it's End Times in America, but no, they're both. Yes, both of those are mine. I'm not smarter. He has our friend Damian Kuklick. He listed a channel, asked if it was mine, and I'm letting him know, yes, that's my channel, and also the channel you listed, Paul. I have one called Christy Johnson and one called End Times in America. They're both me. And thank you for asking, y'all. Thank you. Know that I've been attempting to open the chat room on our Blog Talk Radio channel, and you know, as happens occasionally, it is not cooperating with me. So anyone who's trying to get into the chat room, I apologize. I do have a couple of people that show up in chat, and I'm so sorry. I do also post the link for the YouTube channel, And so hopefully you won't be disappointed. You can come on there and comment. But I am not getting any chat room to open on Blog Talk. I'm sorry. Well, I've got a theory that sometimes they're updating the system and, you know what I mean, different things occur and the channel is operating normally. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it's doing. Yeah. So, what happened to you? Now you're in your environment of the woods. And oh, well, I was hoping I was going to be able to stay there in that building when I got there. If that happens, Roxanne, we're still working on getting someone to take care of the dog. And goats don't, I tell you what, goats do not, I could see donkeys protect cows, but goats, no, because goats are very dangerous for sheep. They don't. Well, we'll see what happens. Well, I'm glad to know that. We'll have to see how that works. But Clifford is very mild-mannered dog, and the only problem we have is to take him to someone who's willing to watch him, but they have a much bigger, younger dog, and we don't want him to get eaten. I mean, you know, he's not a fighter. Because of the spiritual position that God chose to bring our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, through the families of the children of Israel. And I believe the Bible talks about Satan's hatred of Israel, Satan's hatred of the Jewish people. And, you know, there's a cure. But that cure comes from knowing and recognizing Christ and believing in the God of the Bible. The more that people turn away from the Bible, the more that they reject Christ, the more hatred will be fueled against the Jewish people. Because that, read Revelation chapter 12, read Revelation chapter 13. I believe that's why. Well, not only that, but they are told, they're commanded to bless the rest of the world. And I don't know if you've ever attended a Jewish synagogue during the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. they come together and spend 10 days praying for the God to forgive all the Jewish people. Then they pray for God to forgive all the nations. They pray for God to forgive all of the people in the world. They do that. They are supposed to bless the rest of the world. And they have in many, many ways been yes, because the same thing. They're not true believers in the God of Israel. They feel embarrassed about the way in which they have been portrayed in history, in fiction. The Jewish people have been labeled with certain labels, so they don't like that, and they don't like the God of the Bible. It's the same problem. It's the same problem. Because they don't believe in the Bible and they don't believe in Jesus Christ. I'm gonna disagree with you, because the Jewish people have a line of descendancy through their mother, which is unusual because that's not the normal way in which people count their heritage. But through the mother, there is a people group who are Jewish. Now, not all of them follow Jewish faith. If you're a Christian, then you become the seed of Abraham by faith. So in that sense, we're all in the same faith with the same God. They're just like all other lost people, though, Usama. That's the thing is as I know Jewish people here that I've known personally, who spend, like I said, the 10 days of Rosh Hashanah earnestly praying for the salvation of the world. They don't understand what they're praying for, but many of them believe the Messiah is going to return soon. And these are not messianic Christians. This is people in a Jewish synagogue with a rabbi there. I personally knew many of them, and they had a sincere belief that we were coming to the time when they would see their Messiah come. So I believe if you want to know the truth, the Lord will open your eyes to the truth in whatever system of faith that you have. But if you do not want to know it, I don't care if your mom dragged you to church every day of your young life or took you to learn in the Sunday schools at the Jewish synagogue. I don't care what you do. If you don't want to know, God is not going to force you to know. So it's a question of your heart. Of course. Well, all of us who have kids or grandchildren in school have been watching this happen. It's like, when is the last time that you had a class in school? And this is another problem, Usama. We talk about how this has happened and who are these people. These American children who are now adults were never raised to understand the basic things that other generations learned. They didn't learn about Hitler. They didn't learn about what happened in Germany. That's why I loved our friends Hilmer and Zabila, who were telling the American people the truth about how Hitler took over, the truth about how he infiltrated the churches. You see, this is not being taught. It's up to you and me and those of us who are old enough to know the truth to tell it, because it is not being taught to your kids or your grandchildren or your neighbor's kids or your neighbor's grandchildren. And they are the ones that are making these errors continue and grow bigger and bigger. They're not even taught how to read cursive writing. We were talking about that. They're not learning how to write in longhand. You know what's interesting? Is all of the documents, the original documents of our founding fathers, are written in longhand. Do you realize they can't read them? And they cannot write a letter, but you and I can. What are the reasons these things are happening? I'm going to tell you, computers don't read handwriting very well. And with us having everything now digital, type on a keyboard, print your letters, you know, this makes it much easier for someone to mess up the education system, because kids are not reading books anymore. They're being given lessons. And, yeah, what are they learning? Did they ever read 1984? Did they ever read Animal Farm? Did they ever read The Diary of Anne Frank? None of the kids that I speak to, and they're not children, they're like in their late 20s and early 30s. They have never heard of these. Well, I don't care if the books are printed. The problem is the kids cannot read original things that are written in longhand. They didn't have typewriters. Exactly. Well, anyway, since we're talking about it, I'll tell you, this book is quite revealing. I'm doing a lot of reading, as I've told you. This gentleman, I believe he may not even still be alive. This book came out in 1991. I started reading it the other day. I got 15 pages in. I could not believe the things that he was warning about in 1991. I wrote my book in 2001 and 2002, and I was tying in what I knew to Bible prophecy. But I'll tell you what, he's not talking about Bible prophecy. He's talking about his work is a government agent undercover in many foreign countries. He actually was originally from Britain. And the stuff that he has exposed, things that he warned that were going to be done, it's all going on right now. So we got to educate ourselves as adults so that we know what's happening, so we can prepare the rest of the generations to realize how quickly they're falling into this trap of communism. It's one thing to say they're all communists, but why? How did they become communists? How is it that Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn are professors in universities in the United States of America, two convicted terrorists? Why are they professors in our school system, in our college and university system? Why? UC Davis in California. Sam and I did a presentation showing the film there where they were attacking the speaker there and talking about how they believe that he should be killed because he's a Jew. And these people were Muslims who were supporting the Palestinians to wipe out Israel. I mean, this is a problem. People don't know what's going on, and they're all in their own little world. This psychiatrist that was talking about how people are living in a world that he calls as if what they see and what they perceive is the whole world, and that's how they interpret everything, according to, you know, the world according to Christy, the world according to Paul, the world according to Usama. We all live in different worlds. That is the problem. There is no interaction and communication with people who have knowledge and information different than our own. It's isolate yourself, and it's as if that's all that there is. And we are so foolish as Americans to not recognize the destruction we're leading our young people into, because they have no idea what it is to be living in a communist country. They have no idea what it means to be enslaved as a victim of human trafficking. I have somebody that I'm trying to help right now that very probably is involved in this. What's coming across, the drugs that are coming across, they don't know. It isn't affecting them right now. So they live as if those things don't happen. You know, the sad thing is, when you do that, then you're not going to know what's happening until it's happening to you, your children, or your next-door neighbor. And then what do you do? Then what do you do? Yeah, one of our people, Linda, said, yeah, they don't even know their own gender. They believe that it's as if they're a man, as if they're a woman, as if they're a boy, when they're really a girl. Well, you know what? They probably will. Well, you know what? I don't doubt that they could do that, but I honestly believe God isn't going to let it go that far. I don't think it'll go that far. If this keeps up, God will end it. What now? You just haven't been paying attention, Usama, because yes, they are. No, I'm telling you, there is so much disgust going on. You would never, you know what I mean? You would never have imagined this 5 years ago, let alone 20 years ago. You would never have imagined the stuff that's going on now. Okay, I have a couple of things to share. And again, I like to try and highlight what's happening to Christians around the world. Again, as of Friday, May 19th, suspected Islamic gunmen have killed more than 100 people. Most of them, now listen to this, women and children in the troubled north central Nigeria over the last few days. These attacks continued, according to a well-informed Christian source. And, of course, they don't want to say. In Chad, Islamic extremists, that's the article, what it says. I don't think they're extremists. They're just true believers of Islam. Attack Christian communities and murder 17 people. The Fulani Islamic terrorists murdered 17 people in attacks on southern communities in Chad, and that's according to the Barnabas Fund. Now, pardon me, going on, and I have friends who are from Nigeria also, and it has just progressively gotten worse and worse. Now in Uganda, because there's been a push to evangelize the Muslim people in Uganda. I don't know if you've spoken ever before about the history of Uganda. We used to have a Muslim leader there, Idi Amin. He was so brutal that Christianity was like killed. I mean, if you were a Christian, you died. So now the evangelism of Uganda has been going on for probably a couple of decades, and now they are coming after anyone who leaves Islam to become a Christian. Here's one more. Yes. Here's in Armenia. Now, Armenia has a long history of Christians being persecuted, but right now they're saying there's 120,000 Armenian Christians that are still trapped in Nagorno-Karabakh and struggling to survive as Azerbaijan continues to block the only route of them to get out of Armenia. And these 120,000 Christians are blocked. They are trying to escape from being killed. So we are seeing that there is around the world persecution against Christians. And I get frustrated with American Christians who don't understand that we as Americans do not have a special place in heaven called, oh, the American Christian place. We don't have that. If this is going on around the world, trust me, the devil hates you as a Christian. just as much as he hates those Christians in those countries. And we better toughen up and start knowing what we're facing. We're in a spiritual war. That spiritual war is not won by bullets, like Usama said. It is won by education, to know what you're dealing with, and number two, to have faith in Christ and share that faith with others. You cannot let your neighbor become a Muslim because you feel embarrassed to share the gospel with them. Is that where we are in America? Yeah, it is. I don't want to embarrass these people by asking them if they know Jesus. And, you know, they're a nice person. Why would I say anything to them? Well, I'm sorry. Muslims will say things to them. Muslims will invite them to come for their Ramadan. Muslims will invite them to come and do some kind of activity at the Islamic Center. Let's be proud enough of Christ that we want to share him with others, because there isn't anything else that's going to stop people from going down the wrong road. Jesus is the only answer. And if you don't share him, believe me, anybody that doesn't know him, they're being drawn into the occult. They're being drawn into mysticism. They're being drawn into all kinds of other faiths, including Islam. And all of them eventually will suffer the consequence of that. So I'm sorry. I'm preaching to the choir, maybe, but maybe not. And the last thing is, Usama, you'll like this one. The Southern Baptist Convention membership fell by 500,000 in 2002. I'm not surprised. More churches? The whole thing is, Usama, it's because of the parole board and the way that the legal system is when a person has life in prison. Under certain conditions, they can reduce their sentence. And I'm sorry, I do have a degree in criminal justice. I'm not trying to just be a big mouth. So what happens is that is how they avoid any possibility that this individual will be released. But the other thing is, that if there are number of people killed, it is a form of justice towards each of the family members for whom he receives a life sentence. You know, it's like, okay, he was found guilty of these things, so he has all of these life sentences. They usually do that because there are multiple victims. Well, that's because they believe this. They believe a lie. You know, and I keep trying to say, Jesus said he's the way, the truth, and the life. If you don't know Jesus, the truth gets really hard. If you don't know the word of God, it gets really hard to understand the truth. And in Matthew 24, Jesus said two times, he starts out talking about when he comes back. And the first thing he said is, take heed no man deceive you. We are living in an age of deception. And that's a perfect example. This person is going to go into prison for whatever length of the time. And he believes that he's okay. You can hope. You can repent. Be on here with you too, but that's okay. Who did they? I mean, who decided to do that? It shows you they really don't know anything about Islam, or somebody put it in their heads to make it look like that Islam did not have restrictions on women and their independence. I mean, that's all any of this was. Remember when the Muslim lady won the Miss America or Miss Universe contest? And she was appearing with all the other ladies in swimwear. at the contest, and people went, oh, see, Muslims are not repressing women. No, that was a con job. That is why they had her in there, to make you misunderstand Islam. We've seen that so many times, haven't we, Sana? Talking weird. No, you and Paul going on. Oh. There you go. Isn't that nice? Okay. I'm so excited. You're kidding with me. Maybe she'll die in jihad. Oh yeah, that's why Biden could come out and say the greatest threat to America. Why? And Christian nationalism. That's the other rule. Yeah. So they had to have. They tried to do that before. Yes, I don't know. I'm gonna apologize. Evangelical Christians, yes. Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. They always come up with these ways that they can create the idea that terrorism is all about Christianity. I know, it's crazy. I told the people earlier that I'm very political, and I was at a political rally where we met the family members of two of the people that were arrested over the January 6th events, and their suffering is unbelievable. There is no murderer that was arrested in New York that's been put through what these people have been put through. One mom, and it's her son who is serving in prison, and then the other one, I met the wife. Both of these people are from Mississippi, and she has like five kids, and one of her boys was there, and he was talking about how hard it is not to have his father. And there's just no excuse for this. There's no concern about justice, freedom, whatever. There were no, I mean, I'm sorry. When I said End Times in America a few years ago, people thought I was crazy. And, you know, I said, well, I hope I'm wrong. But now that I see what all is going on, it's like, oh, my goodness. God help us, because they will not be treated well. No, they'll be treated worse than any of the other prisoners. And this just goes to show you, when we talk about not Germany, I don't have anything different. Been fun. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to mute myself. I don't know that it's me. I'm going to mute and you guys talk and see if it's still happening. Well, okay. Now it's not happening. Is it Usama? No, I'm asking, am I still echoing? Yeah. No, he was having problems earlier with his sound, so we were messing with it. But I think he's got it straight. But anyway, people, this is a lot of stuff that happened in other countries. This is really tragic. We got to pay attention. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Paul. I just, you know, you and I were talking before you saw me got on there, and I think that this is really important. People need to pay attention to what's happening. The video of this event around January 6th was 4,000 hours of video, and there's no reason that that evidence should not be able to be accessed by every person who has been accused. And the whistleblowers on what occurred, there are, I mean, if you're not paying attention to what's happening there, you don't realize how close we are to losing our country. You got anything else, Paul? Wow. I can't say I disagree, but I think there's, sadly, there's so many things going on in Europe that we, you know, talked about years ago, where it was going to go. And you had talked, I think you have friends in the Netherlands. They've now passed some laws that anyone in the Netherlands who has dairy cattle can only have 2 cows. They can't have any more than 2 because they've gone green now and they can't have the cows farting because that will too. We talked. Okay, I didn't want to start some more of these little jokes, but I'm saying literally they just came out with this ruling. Gosh, just see, you can believe that. Because if you don't go, then you're under suspicion. So maybe you don't feel good that day. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? But I just wanted to say, in the Netherlands, we've talked to people in the Netherlands, you saw me, I know you have friends there, and they've talked about all kinds of restrictions that are coming down in the Netherlands, and this is just more of it. But the other thing I want to warn people, if you're a conservative, you're a Christian, or maybe it's just crazy people like me, I am getting fake messages all the time. Text messages, which are set to get me to respond to it, but they're not true. Okay, for example, today somebody sent me a message and said that the leader of Turkey, Erdogan, had been killed or died. I mean, this didn't happen. But they're sending this message to me because, number one, I guess they figure I know who Erdogan is. And number two, I guess they wanted me to get all excited and start telling everybody this. Well, just watch out what you're getting, because if you're out there talking about issues or watching a program like this, you could get targeted with false messages because they want you to spread something untrue. So then they can come back and say that you're unreliable. So be watching out for that. You know, Usama warned me about this years ago, that you have to be doubly careful, because if you've got a platform and you're speaking truth, they definitely want to destroy your credibility. Careful, and I just warn people, because I couldn't believe that I would be getting text messages. The other one, and I guess everybody's had this experience, I get friend requests from people that I'm already friends with. Always watch out for that. And if you've asked to be my friend and I don't accept your friend request, Don't feel bad. I am not accepting friend requests from anyone because, wait a minute. I have been asked to be friends with people that I know died. They used to be my friends and they're dead. So when I'm getting a friend request from somebody that I know passed away, I kind of know that's fake. And it's a way to get into your Facebook and spread false information on your page. So you know what? If you can't speak to the person personally and find out if they actually sent you a message or sent another friend request because they got their Facebook shut down, do not accept friend requests. I'm sorry. I know people love Facebook. I hate it, and I only use it for ministry, you know, and now I hardly ever use it because of those kinds of things. Paul's having a little bit of problems with the sound. Here's some longer ones. A paragraph or two. Oh, I know they're tiny, but I'm saying even these that are longer, they're like a paragraph. Yeah, he's muted, but he's good. I think he's working on it to get to chapter 113. It's the last chapters, 13 and 14. I know how he feels. Right, like I said it. Okay, let's see. This is your oldest thing, and I don't have my... All right. Say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil which he created, and from the evil of the darkness when it comes, and from the evil when they blow on the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. Sorry. There we go. He's got it. 114. There we go. All right. Say, I seek refuge with the Lord of the people, the King of the people, the God of the people, from the evil of the slinking whisperer who whispers in the chests of the people, from the jinn and the people. Yes. All right. I do want to let you know we have like 11 minutes left. Amen.